The Andrews Inn was a gay bar in Bellows Falls that was open from 1973 to 1984. Those years were an important period in the gay rights movement as more and more people were coming out. Andrews Inn was a safe place to gather. Now, the history of the Andrews Inn has been captured in a multimedia art installation that's hanging this month at Next Stage in Putney. VPR's Howard Weiss Tisman went to the opening.
Eva Mondin moved up to Vermont from Florida in 1969, and she says the attitude toward the LGBTQ community was very different in the Northeast. But still, there was plenty of ignorance and discrimination. Mondin says a lot of people were forced to hide their sexuality in the 1970s, and the Andrews Inn was a place where they felt safe and where they could gather.
Andrews Inn was a refuge, it was a safe house, and it was a place where we could go and have fun. Yeah.
Mondin is one of the six voices included in the Andrews Inn Oral History Project. Mondin says the gay community was at the forefront of the fight for civil rights and social justice in the 60s and 70s. And she says the show shines a light on the period and on the role a gay bar in a former New England mill town played in supporting activists in the area.
We, as gays and lesbians, as we came out, it was people began to realize we were some of the substantial and main movers of holding the community together, the church of the community. And in some ways, Andrews Inn was one of the churches of the community, truly.
The creators of the show started talking about the gay radical social movement of the 70s and 80s while leading an oral history class at Marlborough College. The college worked with Vermont Performance Lab and with Green Mountain Crossroads, a southern Vermont nonprofit that supports rural LGBTQ people. Green Mountain Crossroads director H.B. Lozito says the collaborators didn't even know about the inn when they started their research. And as the story of the Andrews Inn emerged, they wanted to follow it further.
We did some dinners with local, what we were calling local radicals, for the course when we started this class, and people were seeing each other that hadn't seen each other in 40 years and reconnecting again over the Andrews Inn. And that's when we could really see, wow, there's really something really important about this place. Still 40 years later, people are crying and hugging and remembering things that happened here. We really need to look at that.
The show centers around six recent portraits of people who ran, supported, or frequented the Andrews Inn. And near each is an iPod with recordings of the subject talking about the inn. Scattered around the gallery are historic newspaper clippings and archival photos from the inn. The Andrews Inn was located in an old railroad hotel where people stayed overnight. It drew a pretty wild crowd, some of whom took the train in from Boston and New York, and things were not always smooth with some of the local residents. Vermont Performance Lab director Sarah Coffey says the recordings and portraits bring visibility to a movement that largely operated outside of the public view. And she says the show invites anyone in to think about the history of the Andrews Inn and begin new conversations about the work that still needs to be done to make sure everyone's voice is heard.
We're living in such divisive times that we need to have more and more opportunities to bring people together. This is a project that I hope is not just for the queer community, but it's for allies and all sorts of people. The idea is about bringing people together through the arts, and hopefully that will have an impact on people and help us build stronger, healthier communities here in Vermont.
The Andrews Inn Oral History Project will hang at Next Stage Gallery in Putney through the month of June. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Putney.